The content in this magazine could contain references of topics and difficult subject matter that may be triggering. Please honour yourself, inner knowing, and proceed with whatever help or guidance you feel is intuitively aligned.
Welcome to the Sovereign Magazine podcast. I'm the founder of Sovereign, Nicole George, and I'm so happy you are here. Sovereign Magazine guides women to tune into and embody their highest selves. And in this podcast, you'll hear from women walking the path to self-discovery and empowerment, and who want to share their stories with you. Through heart-led conversations with our inspiring contributors, you'll hear the voices behind the articles written for our monthly digital online magazine. This is your chance to hear from women from all around the globe who are creating a movement based on the energy of the moon. Here's your host, Sovereign's in-house moon mentor, Miranda Murphy-Gall.
We are welcoming Chris Melville, and she is our May Sovereign Magazine contributor. She's a personal empowerment coach and rapid transformational therapy practitioner, helping women to build successful businesses, and she gives them the tools to heal and empower themselves to move through profound change. So, Chris, we are so excited to have you here. Welcome to the Sovereign podcast. Can you tell our listeners where you're based and where you're from?
I can indeed. And first of all, I'm delighted to be here. It's my first one, so I'm very excited to be coming a part of the Sovereign family. So I'm based in Orpington in Kent, England. I'm about 30 minutes away from central London, which is brilliant because I love going to London and using everything that London has to offer. But I'm originally a Vegas girl. I wasn't born in Las Vegas. I was born in Southern California, but I grew up in Las Vegas.
Wow. Well, it seems like you have had a rich, well-traveled life. And usually I start the podcast with the same question every time, but something that I saw on your Instagram actually stopped me dead. And I have to start by asking, you've danced with Patrick Swayze, apparently. So I have to ask about that story first. Sorry.
That's okay. I understand the draw. Probably about 20 years now or so ago, I was working for a big American TV company. I handled all of our international PR outside of the US, based here in London. And Patrick Swayze was somebody I worked with for a very, very long time. I worked with him off and on for probably about 2.5-3 years. But we had a really interesting connection that I got to explain to him the first time we met, which was I used to show horses. And when I went to university in Northern Nevada in Reno, I actually saw him compete several times because he used to raise and show Arabian horses. So the first night I met him, I was looking after him at a party, and we just sat and talked about horses for a good hour. And then after the party was over, he invited me to go out dancing with him and his brother and his team who were with him. And I wasn't going to say no.
You couldn't say no. Wow, what an experience. That's given me chills. That's really amazing. So Sovereign Magazine always has a theme of the month that we center around. And for May, it is the need for stability. And so I'd love to ask you exactly what the need for stability means to you.
So I'll be doing work for Sovereign around business mentoring and business coaching, aimed at all the amazing heart-led solopreneurs and entrepreneurs that are part of the Sovereign audience. This was my first article, and I chose to write about inner stability because inner stability for me is the foundation that we build everything on. We build our life on it. We build all of our relationships on it, but we also build our business on it. And I talked in my article about the need to do the healing work, because that has been a big journey for me to bring that stability into my life. So that's what I focused on for this article. It was all about, the inner work is hard and the healing work is really difficult, but it's a game changer. It's a life changer. And for some of my clients so that I've done inner child work with, it's been a lifesaver.
Mm. Yeah, wow, absolutely. And I do want all our listeners to go to the magazine and read your article. The title of your article is The Secret to Lasting Stability. It's not them, it's you. Such a clever title as a spin on that sort of classic breakup excuse, right? And so, yeah, I mean, you're saying that how we're feeling stable is actually a matter of self-responsibility. And so, yeah, can you share a little bit more about how important that inner stability is?
So I've done a lot of work in psychology. I've minored in psychology at university. I actually started studying it at high school when I was 16. I've had a lifelong interest in it. When I was looking to leave the corporate world, it was one of the few regrets I really have is kind of like, maybe I should have gone into psychology. Maybe I should have got my degree properly and followed it. And I started looking around for something that I could leave with, and I came across rapid transformational therapy. And the reason I love it is because it talks about the fact that what's buried in our subconscious, it's what's not just creating limiting beliefs for us, but it's also creating that self-sabotaging behavior. So we're quite often the block to our own success and our own happiness or to our business's success. And it all comes from what is stuck in our subconscious. We do believe that we're unlovable, despite the fact that we have 20, 30, 40 years worth of proof that that's not true.
Yes. Wow. So we have this focus on the external stability, right? As you mentioned, like a loving partnership, financial security, a tranquil home. And so why do we associate those external conditions with stability? And why don't they represent true stability?
I think we associate them with stability because it's what we're taught. You know, we're raised to think, okay, you need to get educated and get a job and, you know, work someplace where you've got a steady paycheck and have a reliable relationship. And we're so focused on the outward that we don't turn towards the inwards. And the clients that come to me to work with me on RTT or to do inner child healing, to get rid of their self-sabotaging behaviors, they come to me as a last-ditch effort because they've got all of those things, but they're not happy or they're not successful or they're always beating themselves up. So I worked with a client 2 years ago, my very first inner child healing client, who self-made multimillionaire, great job, great business, big house. She's an amateur sports person who has represented Team GB several times and medaled internationally for them. Can't keep a relationship. And she'd met a man that she really liked, and he was completely different to anybody she's chosen before. She's like, I can't lose him because I know that he will change me and change my life. And so she wanted to do the work to lose the behavior that influenced who she chose to have in her life and influenced the way that she ran her relationships that ultimately became destructive relationships. We need that inner stability to be able to build everything else on.
Wow. You've mentioned a couple times inner child work. What is that in your perspective?
So for me, it's that voice that comes from those limiting beliefs that are harbored in our subconscious. So it's that belief, oh, nobody's ever going to love me. I'm not good enough. I did an RTT session with somebody yesterday on money mindset, and it became very apparent straight into the session that his belief is what I want isn't available to me. You know, so we have these limiting beliefs that sit there. And for me, the inner child, it's the voice in our head, and it's those behaviors that we take part in that we're embarrassed by, or we don't understand where it's come from. And that is, to me, the sign of our inner child kicking out and saying, no, I'm uncomfortable in this situation. I feel in danger in this situation. And therefore, I'm going to stop you or move you away. So the client I talked about just a few minutes ago, one of the things she said when she came to me, she wanted to stop having to apologize to people for her behavior.
Wow. Yeah. So it presents itself in a bit of an immature way then.
It does. It's like a toddler. You know, our inner child throws temper tantrums. It takes the steering wheel when we don't want it to. And we don't really realize what's going on. We just realize, oh, something in me feels threatened right now. and I need to get away from this. And the best and fastest way to get away from this is to push people away by my behavior.
So that's what you mean by self-sabotage as well.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Right. Okay, great. This is all really valuable information. I'm learning a lot, so thank you so much. In your article, you share some really poignant wisdom about how life's inevitable changes, right? Because life is always changing, sometimes for the best, sometimes not. But how those changes can be viewed not as threats, but as opportunities for growth. So I want to imagine that one of our listeners is in the midst of something really unsettling or destabilizing. And I want to know, like, how can they start to see their situation as that opportunity for growth?
So there's a couple of things to do. I mean, the first thing that I try and teach all of my clients is we're going to take the emotional attachment to what's going on away. I teach a theory or a belief that we have our subconscious that's connected to a part of our nervous system that's responsible for basically any bodily function that would happen when you're asleep. So you're breathing, your heart rate, everything like that. And the two of them together, I refer to as like our James Bond brain. We've all seen Bond movies, and Bond just goes around shooting everything up. If there's a car driving at him, he'll throw himself off the side of a bridge. You know, he's got no concept of the chaos that he's creating. Somebody else comes along and cleans it up, don't they? So that's like our subconscious brain. That's our caveman brain, or sometimes called our lizard brain. And then we have our rational side of our brain, which I refer to as Q, because Q comes in and analyzes everything, don't you? You always see Q like running screens of data, and Q comes up with all the cool tools. So we have to let that emotion flush through us from our Bond brain. And that only takes 90 seconds. It's a chemical reaction. And once you let that emotion flush through, you then get a choice to hold on to that emotion or to let it go. So if you learn to let it go, and then bring in the Q side of your brain, you can say, okay, what's going on here? Why am I feeling this way? What exactly am I feeling? Am I feeling threatened? Am I feeling anxious? Am I actually a little bit excited? So it's being able to identify what you're feeling and then analyzing what could have triggered it. Was it something in the environment, something that was said, something that came out of my brain? Where did it show up first in my body, so that you can start to recognize the warning signs that it's coming and be prepared for it? And then let's understand why this is going on. The more you understand, the easier it is to overcome it. Now, I can give you an example. When I started my business, I had a terrible visibility block. Lots of reasons, but I did recognize it as a visibility block. And I had to do video for my business. And I would ramble and I would go on for like 20 minutes and the points would go, you know, from A to Z to M. It was a disaster. So what I did was I called in Q, and it's like, okay, this is why this is happening. So here's three things that you do. Every time you do a live, you set a timer on your watch or your clock, and you only speak for 5 minutes. You put three bullet points on a sticky next to your camera, and that's all you talk about, right? And then you practice for 15 or 20 minutes before you go live, so that you're not going all the time. So it's finding those practical tips, because most of the time, a lot of things that we're experiencing are a reaction to doing something that we're not comfortable or familiar with. And we just need to be able to break through that and get the experience to do it. And that's why we can do that work. But that works on the deeper level as well. Why am I feeling this? You know, what's happened in the past that's brought this on to me? How can I detach myself from the emotions? You know, what change do I want to make as an understanding of why this is going on? Something else that I use a lot in my work on the healing side is stream of consciousness journaling. So you write down a question last thing before you go to bed in your journal, leave it beside your bed. When you're asleep, that Q side of your brain goes to sleep and your subconscious comes out to play. It's why you dream. So if you're giving your subconscious a question to work on, it will work on it overnight. And when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is you grab your journal and you just write. Have you heard of lucid dreaming?
Yes.
Okay. The reason we have lucid dreams is because when we wake up in the morning, it takes 20 to 30 minutes for that logical side, for that Q side of our brain to come fully back alive. So when we grab our journal first thing in the morning and write down everything that's coming out, is everything, it's coming directly to you from your subconscious. And that's what you need to tap into, because that's where your memories are stored, your limiting beliefs are stored. So being able to tap into that first thing in the morning will just give you, it's a gold mine.
Wow, that is an amazing tool. Thank you. I love that. I've done quite a few like dream circles where you do like ponder questions and then go off into your dream world and come back and kind of pick it apart. But this doesn't really seem like it really matter what the dream was. It's more about what answering the question from your own subconscious self.
Exactly, because most of the time you won't have dreamt about it. You'll just like, you're still tapped into your subconscious. So when you bring that question back to the forefront, the subconscious starts acting like the problem solving machine that the brain is.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. To conclude, for anyone who might be interested in working with you, could you just share a little bit more about what you do and how folks can find you?
So I refer to myself as a personal empowerment coach, because what I'm looking to do is help people who are realizing that they are the block between either a successful business or living the life that they want to live. So I do this through business mentoring. I have 30 years of practical business experience working mostly in C-suites of industry leaders. And then I do mindset coaching. And I do this healing work. So for the healing work, I focus on inner child work and helping people navigate an identity crisis. I'm also, as you said earlier, a rapid transformational therapy practitioner. And for that, I focus on anxiety, confidence, money mindset, and radical self-love.
Fabulous. Well, if there's anyone out there who is interested, Chris is offering a really generous 25% off one-on-one coaching for 3, 6, or 12 weeks using code SOVEREIGN. So thank you so much, Chris, for that generous offer and for meeting with me and our Sovereign listeners today.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Sovereign Magazine podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we did creating it for you. You can read Chris's article on the need for stability in full in the May issue of Sovereign Magazine, which is out now. Just head to sovereign-magazine.com. Subscribe to hear my conversation with Sovereign's founder, Nicole George. She's returning to the podcast to talk about the article she wrote for our May issue. That episode will be available tomorrow, the 10th of May. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media at The Sovereign Magazine. And we're always looking for incredible women to be featured in our magazine. Just go to sovereign-magazine.com/get-featured to see how you can be featured in our global women's magazine.